as we always need to do, by participating in this session, you have all these requirements, legal requirements that you have to abide by, and the sign-up sheet is going around. And so please read the contents and sign up. And, okay. And also, this session is also being recorded, so any blunder that you make will be recorded for the rest of posteriority. So, in this session, we're going to present the results of the gap analysis that we have been doing. So just to give you, this is the outline of the presentation, so I'm going to give some background, then talk a little bit about the resource models, which I did already in OGSA working group session, but I'm going to present the CMM working group's opinion on that. Then present shortly the gap analysis results, the review plans for it, and then for future plans for us as a working group. So, background of work. This is the same slide I presented yesterday. So in GGF8 we were born to debate manageability, but then we merged with Oasis Wisdom, and then we started the gap analysis to see what's missing in manageability in OGSA and what we should do in a series of areas like models. So in order to do this work, we needed to make a management framework and a glossary for management in OGSA, which we presented last GGF. And then finally, we completed the gap analysis as much as we could. And this is what I'm going to present here for you. So first of all, I'm going to talk shortly about resource models. And I'm really glad that in the last few 2 days, things have been happening the right way, but there's still a lot to discuss in the GGF working group. So I'm going to give a slightly different view on what I've presented already. So our view in the CMM working group is that, well, several models exist. There is, we have CMMIBS, the GSR 77, etc. But one thing that we have to be conscious here in the GGF is that there are many resource descriptions for brokering, scheduling, job submission, deployment, mentoring, etc., which have implicit resource models. And some of them were, or most of them were created in a GRID community, the Unicorn Resource Schema, the GLUE Schema. And GRID is a project that tried to merge, tried to get interoperability between Unicorn and Globus. And one of the things they do is to bridge the models, the resource models of the two. And so we have this to be aware of this kind of things also when we do, when we talk about models. So this is what I mean about models, the whole range here. So the models, one thing we need to be aware of, and this is one of the things that I asked Tom McGuire to educate or just say yesterday, is that there is one thing that's the semantics and the other thing that's the rendering. There's the semantics are really the model, the meaning, the entities and the properties and the method and etc. without some dealing with the representation on the wire or how you represent this thing. And then there's the rendering, which is, let's say, WebM or any XML-based rendering, and so how you put it on a document, how you send it on the wire. So this distinction is important when we're talking about models. And our opinion as CMM working group is that we have to be very realistic in terms of models, because what Jay was saying in his proposal, at times he says that we need one single unified model to rule them all. And in the whole IT industry in the last 10 years, there was no convergence. I mean, the best we have nowadays is the DMTF, which is grabbing all the standards bodies and try to get them together all on the same page. So, but still, complete unification doesn't exist. So there will be many models in a single grid, and we'll need to coordinate the semantics between them. And I say semantics because the renderings mean, for a single model you can have many renderings, and it's not so difficult, I guess, to translate them, but the semantics we need to coordinate so that everybody can understand each other inside this whole framework. So this is the opinion of the CMM working group, because this is what is written in our document. So Jay Unger said this proposal, and I'm rewording it more like my own opinion, that we need a common framework, not a single model, but a common framework to do great computing and distributed system management, and say not only the resource models, and here, yesterday I didn't write these words, but now I can write these words, semantics and the renderings. And when I say framework, is that having all the pieces together. And many pieces already exist, and so if you try to define yet another model, it will be just another model, it won't be the model. So you need to compose what exists and put everybody in a framework. And so some of all of this work will be done, you know, just outside of this working group. But how? Which pieces do we need? How do they fit together? And this has been coming into place. Yesterday we had this meeting with the Strategic Computing Working Group, and so we decided to collaborate, and this is a big step forward. And so I'm just going to give an example, okay, of how this could work together. Let's say, as a framework, we have, let's say, Wisdom and WSRF doing the rendering, and underneath we could have, let's say, Sim as a model. And so what bridges this to? So yesterday, Tom McGuire talked about interop, which is the interop working group inside the DMTF, which is making WSSIM, which is a bridge between these two, or hopefully, I don't know. I mean, Heather, if I'm making any blunders, please yell. Okay. And then, so how do we deal with, let's say, JMX and SNMP? So there are mappings between SIM and these two. And so that's why I mean by a framework here. So we getting all these pieces together and they fit. So we could have one framework that we could use. And then these models also, we can, let's say, render them in JSDL, and subset and rendering JSDL, subset and rendering CDL, and so CDLM could use this. And so this is, let's say, I'm just giving this as an example, and this is something that we need to work on from now on, but I'm just giving it as an example of a possibility. Okay. Jeff, you're looking at it with some...
I'm just trying to formulate, you know, the thoughts on that. I think I understand what you're saying, but when I see the example, maybe we get a little further into the discussion.
We'll need to go further on this discussion, and that's going to be interesting. So, I mean, as I say, I'm giving just an example of what I mean by framework. So, getting all the pieces together in a way that is useful. So, as I said, we're going to discuss this, and Jay's proposal was just to begin by us laying out requirements, and then making a survey of current activities, and then finding what's the path forward that we can get all these activities together and find our framework. But my opinion is that even at this stage, we don't have the people and we don't have the knowledge to get these requirements right. The knowledge in terms of models, in terms of modeling, etc. But we have the knowledge on, let's say, grid computing and EMS work and so on. And so my opinion is that we need to collaborate with our partners from the start, and that means OASIS Wisdom, DMTF, Utility Computing Working Group, etc. And get a hand from them to get this work done right and faster. So again, this needs to be discussed, but it's great to see that the pieces are coming together and in the right way. Any questions? I mean, if you have any questions, just interrupt me at any time. So now the gap analysis. So the objective of the gap analysis was to find what was missing in terms of manageability in OGSA and what we should do, for instance, regarding models or regarding manageability, etc. And the reason I planned it was, once the targets were found, to prioritize and perhaps recharter the working group and do this work. The problem is that the OGSA specs, they still didn't get to the detailed description of all the services. I mean, we have the 8 capabilities, but not the details of each service. So it was not possible always to do the gap analysis. So very often I did an analysis of the manageability and I found lots of open issues all around. By the way, this work was done by me, Jem, and Latha, but Jem and Latha, they are very smart, and so they are denying that they wrote anything on the specs so that I get all the blame. And so while Jem is in short sleeves and Bermuda shorts, I'm wearing a Kevlar here and asbestos underwear. And by the way, this is tomato proof. So, okay. This said, I can start the explanation of the gap analysis and start poking holes in everybody's work in the GGF. So, you've seen this figure and you're fed up of it already. So I'm giving a slightly different view on it, which is this time I'm listing the level of interfaces that we have here. And for the resources, we have the native manageability interfaces, which I say, for the sake of simplicity, they have nothing to do with us, but as Jeff points out, yes, we have something to do, and as, I mean, we're going to collaborate with the MTF, yes, they have to do with us, but let's say it's not our main task in the OGSA working group to define these things.
Right, so here's the basic question, and this may be very controversial, but it has to do with some of the earlier charts you presented. Within the context of OGSA, right, you think about functionality, included or adopted or made part of the OGSA definition. The question is, will any of the OGSA management functionality, will any of these components use anything other than the WSRF Muse interfaces onto the resource? In other words, are we making the statement that in OGSA, right, if I have job management systems, or I have certain ways of doing provisioning, or I have whatever the thing may be, that the constraint in OGSA, in order to get a common and canonical use of the manageable resource, will only see resources through the manageability interfaces defined in that blue box?
Okay. Jeff, the intent here is to drive requirements from those. So let's assume we identify some gaps that was written in views and most cannot cover. Then the expectation is that we would drive those requirements back. If they cannot, then yes, then we might have to look at other things that can satisfy that gap. Because the problem right now that we're facing is none of those higher level services, you may call them higher level services, the execution level services in the text, haven't been concretely defined yet. So we don't know the problem that we are looking at completely. We don't understand it completely yet. So the intent is to stay close to the problem and factor out all the management interfaces, because we don't care about the functional part. And then look to see if with what we have today with different news folks can satisfy those. And if they cannot, then there's no problem.
Okay, so that's certainly part of the answer. So let me refine my question just a little bit. It's tough sometimes that the line, you know, the definition of what's a native interface and what isn't, right, is confusing sometimes. So when you talk about model, Right? I ask the follow-on to my question is, if you pick an OGSA capability up above in STEM, if that OGSA capability wanted to retrieve metric or instrumentation data from a given resource or set of resources, would its view on the resource necessarily be through a WSRIV-based resource properties document?
My opinion on that is it's not a must. Okay. I don't think that in OGSA we're going to say that it's a must. And in fact, in the CMM document we say, okay, you can certainly get a service here that bypasses the whole thing down and goes directly to the resources in your own proprietary way. So does this help interoperability? Probably not.
Okay, okay, good. So this is a good conversation. I think it's inevitable that will happen. Okay?
I agree.
The question is, do we say that it's appropriate in the OGSA definition? There are two different questions. Do we sanction it, or do we just accept that? You know, there's going to be lots of things that happen out of band, unencapsulated access, underlying state models, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But I think we have to be very clear on how strongly we suggest that these higher level abstractions and these interfaces, where we're going to implement additional semantic behavior, this is the reason it concerns me, right? Because if we sanction, right, out of band or unencapsulated access to the underlying state models without going through some of these interfaces that we're defining in these models, right, then we're going to have a broken system. Or at least it's not going to be a hell of a lot better than what we've got today. Right? So the question really is, when does a native interface become, you know, yeah, part of this higher level abstraction? So mm-hmm. If we go to the SIM guys, right, and say, hey, you know, we're going to select certain capabilities from the SIM model and bring them forward, right, in order to have them be part of this new world, right, and participate in this higher level abstraction, bring them forward and represent them through a WSRIV-based, news-based set of interactions.
This kind of goes to the heart of our debate about what is considered to be OGSA compatible. So would it be sanctioned as compliant with OGSA?
Right.
It's a discussion that we've had several times, and I think we've kind of zeroed in on saying if we will base our work on WSRIV and web services space, because potentially you could have a grid without any web services in it. That could still be called a grid, but where do we draw the line, and how far do we go to define?
Fred, please feel free to tell me to shut up and
go ahead.
So I just want to drill down just a little bit. When you say that a grid can have other things other than web services, I agree 100%. The question is, from a management perspective, if we're defining a set of technologies and a set of architecture to manage the things that are in the world, right? Should the manageable things be expressed in anything other than web services? Those are two different questions.
So that's
I accept, which is why I'm not real crazy about this Mounds idea that Heather and I have that fight all the time. Right? I accept, you know, and this is why people, bring up questions concerning performance and all of this in terms of web services. And I'm always quick to say there's no requirement to express the actual application domain-specific functionality that's in the grid through web services. Right? This is about the expression of those resources for management purposes.
Right.
Right? And the question on the table is, right, with respect to OGSA, do we accept any other expression of a manageable resource other than, right, through that dark blue box? And I would like to see us say, no,
I think we are saying that pretty much in OGSA. We are saying that we will recognize you to be OGSA compatible, and you can play well with me if you are expressing your interfaces in terms of web services and blue sort of thing.
Right. Okay. So it puts a stake in the ground.
That's in the infrastructure assumptions section of the document, which we went through in pretty good detail. Mm-hmm. So we are saying that you have to express this. This is the bare minimum that we'll accept.
Okay.
So my opinion is would be to put RFC 2119. I mean, it is a should but not a must, in the sense that if we get this, so everybody can talk to everybody the same way, we get more interoperability, etc. But must, that's not realistic.
Okay, but again, what's realistic? What isn't realistic? Now, this is going to sound funny. Isn't all that relevant? Because the whole purpose of this thing is interoperation and federation, right? Across disparate technologies, resource providers, technology providers and vendors, right? So all you're saying is that if you don't play, you don't play. If you do play, you do play. But I'm not going to define an architecture that accommodates your not playing. If you don't want to play, then fine, right? We're going to have a lot of that, right? But the definition of this suggests that these are the constraints and these are the canonical interfaces, events, behaviors, interactions, etc. And if you abide by these, we can take the next step on into, right, interoperation and federation across these various disparate technologies and vendors across the grid. If you don't, you know, it's the Henny Youngman story, right? It hurts when I do this. Well, don't do that. Right? If you don't want to play, that's fine. Right? But it doesn't make sense to me to build an architecture and says, you should do this. Right? If you're compliant with the architecture, you must do it. And then you can decide whether you're compliant or not.
So if the point of the architecture is interoperability, then a lot of these things that are not interoperable doesn't actually satisfy the point of the architecture.
Right.
Right? So maybe it's okay to say must. It doesn't mean that they're not on the grid. It just means that they're not part of OGSA.
Right. Yeah. They're not OGSA compatible.
Right.
Although Jen just pointed out that, I mean, in OGSA in the infrastructure section, we do say that you have to be WSRIF compliant, but we don't specifically call out the manageability interfaces or anything like that, which I guess would still cover everything that falls in that other domain.
Is it WSRIF compliant or
WSRF?
Well, it's a fairly generic statement in the sense that we're assuming the infrastructure is a WSRIF infrastructure.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
It's a fairly generic statement that says that we're assuming the underlying infrastructure for OGSA is a WSRIF infrastructure. It doesn't specifically call out our manageability.
Yeah.
But it's just a general statement about OGSA.
And so what about the WSDM stuff on top of that?
I don't think that actually...
No, the WSDM stuff comes into play only here.
It's not discussed in that part of the document.
Yeah. Because that part of the document doesn't talk about manageability or management at all.
Well, okay, so... This is a different discussion probably we should have in the broader OGSA work group,
right?
Which is, you know, as we struggle with the mission of OGSA, right, what does that really mean? I mean, I had this discussion with Malcolm just the other day, you know, the DAIS work group, you know, ours to die, right? A lot of that is about mainline functional access to data, right? This is not a management thing, right? So the grid, right, you be able to access and deploy, et cetera, things on the grid, right, goes beyond just, you know, the management of the things in the grid, right? And OGSA today, right, wants to kind of, it's kind of scattered, right, throughout, you know, it does a little of this and it does a little of that. I would like to see us focus more on the management problem, right? This is about, you know, the grid as, you know, the infrastructure in which to deploy resources, manage them, deploy them, configure them, provision them, workload manage them, make them more resilient, schedule them, you know, whatever. I think that we should really major on the management theme. In that context then, right, we would have very strict and hard, very precise articulation of the role of WSRIF, and on top of that, the role of views, And on top of that, specializations, right, facets, interfaces, et cetera, that allow the expression of those underlying resources in OGSA. And that would be the definition of the interface. So anything underneath it, right?
Mm-hmm. And they'll have to be musts.
It's fundamentally irrelevant to our architecture.
Yeah, and they'll have to be musts.
Yeah, and I guess, and I think that's the intent of our SEMA working group or whatever, to a large extent, to give guidelines and to say, this is, we can manage you if you are compliant.
Yeah.
If you don't, say,
then you can't. But,
right.
You know, and there'll be plenty of that in the world, right? But the idea here is, right, to lead the way and show people, you know, that if there's a set of coherent set of interfaces and interactions, events, right, schema, policy, et cetera, that we can start to define on these common building blocks.
So
then we'll move the world ahead a little bit.
Yeah, and I think almost one of the first steps is to also abstract out the common management or manageability interfaces out of all those things, EMS and data services and security services. So we need to be extremely tightly integrated with them to make sure that they don't define management interfaces that don't align with us, and to kind of force them to comply.
The whole is just saying that.
Help me understand, who are we forcing to comply?
Your GSA working group?
Any of
the people who are writing execution management services? People who are writing data services? Is that what we're broaching?
I think so. And I want to be a little careful because there's some subtlety here, right? If you take execution management services, the idea of a job manager, the idea of a job, right? We take the functionality of it that is kind of inherent in that thing, right? To be able to place things, to schedule things, to provision things, to monitor the operational aspects of the things that are running or queued or whatever, right, in terms of job management. That's very much management, that's very much a management discipline, right? In terms, and so the way I express a job, the interfaces on job manager, the interactions between them, right, I think should all be expressed, right, in terms of WSRIF news, and whatever then EMS specific interfaces, WSRIF compliant interfaces get mixed in, right, to extend the manageable resources for the purpose of job management.
So you mixed a couple things there, let me make sure that I understand correctly. So the job is a resource, right? And that's the thing that's going to get the manageable resource. Some of the other things you talked about, job scheduling, the manager part of this. Those are actually managers outside of the job.
That's true.
And they're going to get WSRIF interfaces, independent of WSRIF ones.
Yes.
Right? That are independent of the manageability expression of the job.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't mean to overstate.
No, I just wanted to make sure I was...
But then we fall into this manager-to-manager stuff, and what's a manager, and what's a managed resource, and et cetera. So we really should get back to what are the interfaces that are implemented.
For the resources.
Yeah.
Right.
So let me just, you know, just add on that just a little bit in terms of data. The ability to express a piece of data, a relational piece of data, as an XML document, right, I don't consider a management function.
It's not.
The ability to replicate data and provision data based upon some performance policy or some performance goal that's been specified, I do consider management. So some of the caching, data replication, data provisioning, right, some of the stuff that the data guys are addressing, I consider data management, right? I don't consider some of the transforms or access or just simply treating data as a web service a management-related function, right? And I'd like to see more distinction between these two, right? So the question on the table for the OGSA group is, if I think about data access and transformation, right, and virtualization of data, right, as separate to some degree from the management of the data, right, finding it, replicating it, keeping, managing various various levels of coherency with some authoritative source, managing caches across the grid, moving data around to where it belongs, or moving applications to the data, however we do that as management, right? Does OGSA, does the purview of OGSA support both? Or do we constrain OGSA to be those functionalities, right, that we have core competency in terms of managing the resources in the grid, right, the GGF alone, right, in terms of OGSA. That is a little bit separate discussion from the OGSA working group, I understand, but, you know, this data access thing has always been just a little bit funny to me in terms of what the rest of OGSA is trying to do. For example, we don't have web services access, virtualization, and transforms for applications, right? We're not taking transaction systems in OGSA and saying, this is how you wrap up with web services. But we seem to be doing that with data, right? So it's just a little inconsistent in my mind. So I didn't mean to get us into that rabbit hole, but we got to start to focus on, in the context of OGSA, what are we really doing here? I think we have a major role, the management of the resources deployed and being used in the which gets us
that's an interesting discussion.
Context of the framework that says everything we do here, right, now we can start to understand it really is about the manageability interfaces and how they're used, right? And then we can start to have really good discussions on, okay, what's DMGF doing? What are we doing? What's Wisdom doing?
This seems intuitive.
Agreed.
So we
totally agree.
You know,
we need to.
That, you know?
Yeah.
Anyone would disagree with that? Any disagreement to that statement?
That would be an interesting discussion in the OGSA working group.
Yeah.
Interesting in the sense of, oh my God, okay.
Well, I mean, the notion that OGSA would go mess with the data path,
yeah,
the data representation, that's a hard one. You might want to put that as a second priority.
Yeah,
you know?
Research representation.
Because in some grids, like let's say life sciences, you might need some of this transformation because some life science data is in databases, some of it is in flat files, and you want to see everything the same way, and so they're defining all this virtualization and so on, so that you can access it uniformly. And I understand that there is a need for that, so that's why they're doing it. So I guess this is the why.
Now, I understand the need too, right? I just, you know, as OGSA kind of fights for, you know, its place with respect to the other standards bodies, all I'm suggesting is that we would do ourselves a lot of good if we got very specific about what problems we were tackling, right, with respect to, you know, the membership of GGF, right, what core competencies do we have in this group, right, and how do we major on a set of those and declare those as major pieces of OGSA, right, without trying to boil the oceans. I mean, if Robbie was here, right, we have a real debate on the confusion that continues, right, to say, well, is that a general web services thing? Is that a grid thing?
Yeah.
I mean, the truth is, we do need to boil the ocean, but it's over the course of the next decade.
Yeah.
So, you know, which island are we going to start with?
Right, I think that's right.
Might be the time to start getting SNEA into play.
Well, that's now you're getting down to that very bottom set of things as resources. In that world, the vendor community is making untold millions of dollars in sort of instrument those resources with interoperable management interfaces. And just that problem alone is going to take another 10 years. It seems like we're making progress in the storage world where thanks to a group of very devoted individuals finally making progress in the OS agnostic server platform management area. Networks are still running free in the wind and complete mess. How those interfaces relate to OGSA and the statements that were made earlier. This is probably one of the biggest reasons that on the whole we need to work together through SIMS, and that those feature-based resources are getting other protocols to be managed through. And I don't know what will happen with networks, but the way we integrate this and federate it, right, is by using a common model.
Yep.
Now, fortunately, within that set of those set of boxes that within OGSA, assuming we can get the world to say, yeah, we're going to use WSRF and Wisdom, and we've got the opportunity to simplify our lives and use Wisdom. You know, everyone speaking Wisdom is very powerful. Be interesting to see if we can get that agreement.
Well, let's use a very specific, you know, and fairly illustrative point, I think, is everything that's built above the dark purple box, right, presumably would leverage the notion of a manageable resource having exactly one unique in space and time identity, where that identity is exposed through a Muse interface, right? So what that suggests is, you know, if in the context of OGSA, there are these out of band or unencapsulated, right, accesses all over these other protocols, and I'm talking these SIM resources or these JMX resources or however they're expressed, and they don't have and they don't implement the notion of a Muse-based identity, we're broke. Right?
True.
So as much as that it pains us, right, to suggest that there has to be some investment in some of these common semantics, right, that are being suggested in Muse, right, identity being most powerful. That actually is the problem on the table. Right? We find ourselves wanting to accommodate the problem that we really should be attempting to solve. Right? And I know that's a little circular reasoning, but people, you know, claim that, well, it's got to work with legacy. Well, part of the problem with legacy is that you can't federate it. Right? That there's no agreement. Right? I agree it should be included. Right? It should be leveraged to the point it can be leveraged. And I assume that it can be leveraged heavily. But part of the problem we're trying to solve is to bring additional common semantics to the model across these legacy implementations and across these legacy representations. And we can't be afraid of that because that's where the value is. And it's hard, and it's going to take 10 years. That's why we have to do it incrementally. We have to declare success, right? Incrementally, right? We have an execution, a job execution management set of components, right? And they work coherently. So if you want to use this thing, right, you've got a set of resources defined, a set of manageability interfaces defined, a set of management interactions with them defined, and that piece of it works, right? And declare success.
Yeah, and by lopping off that chunk, going after it, and getting multiple vendors to adopt that strategy, we sort of prove that we can do it for the rest. I mean, everyone's going to be watching us to see if, in fact, we can unify the industry in, say, execution management services, and even a portion of execution management services. And if we can pick off one little piece, if we can get all our vendors working together and do that, they may believe us.
First thing we can decide on this course in a short discussion like that, like this, because I can give you an alternative suggestion. I was thinking about it when I was dealing with self-management, you know, you say, if you try to manage the data path and the resources and all that stuff from the OJSA layer, it becomes, you know, you're going to deal with millions of objects at some point in time. So it might be easier if the devices, resources, or whatever is executed manages itself. And so to doing that, you can either have the device or resource itself have an identity, or you can proxy the identity using something that is built on the software itself. So you don't have to change any of the legacy systems, and you don't have to wait for 10 years. You can do it probably.
No, I understand what you're saying. And so it's basically that granularity problem again. All I'm suggesting is that to the extent that we want to declare a set of common interoperable interactions,
right,
and whatever granularity we pick,
yes,
right, then there are rules for that.
Right.
And what's under it, right, is encapsulated implementation that can be leveraged and used, etc.
So I'm not negating you. I'm changing it in a different direction.
I do agree with your point that says that the amount of time this will take is heavily dependent on what scenario we're trying to drive and what granularity we have to represent those resources.
And since both of us are in self-management, by coincidence in this case, I mean, we can discuss this further there too. I think we can come up with some solutions that are not necessarily the orthodox way of looking at it, but which can solve these kind of very complex problems. I'm not saying that it's not important for the resource layer to come up with standard specifications. I definitely think, you know, the less the number of layers of communication, the faster it will be, the better it will be, so on and so forth. But in the meantime, we can also, and that's not going to go away, because you can use those concepts purely. The device can, the resource can itself be self-managing and just pass on what is absolutely important to somebody else.
So to get a stake in the ground, we take our existing products and we write wisdom interfaces for them and as proxies, you know?
Right.
And we get together and have plug fests and debug our specs, and away we go.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
So this is an interesting problem that should be discussed in depth, in detail somewhere. But I suspect that there will be different ways of solving it.
We need to get wisdom done.
Okay, folks. The discussion is really interesting, but time is running.
So, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
On that, just maybe you haven't seen this chart enough. On the security services one, you have a little box for functional, a little dot for functional service interfaces. I'm assuming that those are probably what service interfaces, not security services. You have specific manageability interfaces. Are those interfaces management of the security services or management of resources shining?
Management of the security services, for instance. Yeah.
That's right. All right. I mean,
this is mostly management of the security services, then they have management of security. But the problem is, the security services, in fact, is not so much resource management in a strong sense. But there are many things like, for the provisioning, there is resource management in a strong sense. So what is functional and what is manageability? So you can't really draw a clear line between the two. So there is this problem, but so here we're analyzing manageability, wherever it is, this or this. But to simplify things, I'm just putting it this way.
This is a practical approach that says, you know, management function itself can be treated as a manageable resource because it has to be provisioned, it has to be, you know.
I have a question there. Why would we need a specific manageability interface in the generic interface?
Specific manageability interfaces.
I think the terms there are sort of off.
So is the generic management interface part of the security services, or is it something else?
Is that one?
No, the generic one. Specific one, I understand.
The generic one here. is, let's say, a manageability interface, a common manageability interface for all the services that are running in the OGS infrastructure.
Right.
That one will be, let's say, start-stop the service and to see if the service is working or not. And then there will be something more specific, like, let's say, is there some place, I mean, for security, some place receiving a denial of service attack?
That's what's not on here, I think, Fred, is... The generic ones, I mean, and the specific ones we have listed at the top are actually manageability interfaces. Mm-hmm. What's missing is the resource-specific manageability interfaces. That's another one that's sort of between generic and the manager ones.
Resource-specific.
Yes, I got thrown off, too. I thought the specific ones at the top were resource-specific. So the little dot that projects into the blue line from the resource at the bottom, those are the actual crystal interfaces for the resource, the managed resource, right?
Wait, which one?
Okay, so blue dot in the purple bar.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. That's the actual managed resource,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
The defined way to compose and all this stuff. Based on the generic manageability interfaces. That means that somebody had to define some standard resource-specific mm-hmm. manageability interfaces. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's sort of missing in your red list on the right hand side. Because the specific one you have at the top is actually for managers, not for the resources.
Okay. I'm thinking of an example, like, let's say it's a performance metric that we have, which we call a performance management. And it's a performance metric for your resource as opposed to performance service. So are you, the question that you're asking is, does that represent the top there, or is it represented in the bottom here?
Well, I guess what I'm saying is there's just something, so it's just a little bit confusing, something's missing, right? So at the top where you say specific manageability interfaces, those are for managers, right? Those are the interfaces for managing the security service or the data service or the execution management services. Now, the interface is for the things at the bottom, like job. Mm-hmm. So the manageability interface for a job right. as a resource, that's that purple dot in the purple box.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's no little red text on the right-hand side that points to the purple dot and says we need resource
that's this one.
Manageability Have interfaces.
Yeah. Manageability.
It's this one. This one corresponds to this.
It's
what I'm calling the base manageability interface.
But that's the generic base management.
Yeah, I thought you just, the description you just gave me was
generic.
Half an hour.
Heather, let's discuss this later.
Actually, unfortunately, I really like to promote the notion that we need to find a way to gain agreement between our companies and the research community on strategy that we espoused, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes ago. I don't think the industry, I don't think in building out OGSA-like services inside our companies, that the industry has anything, has the capability of using, embracing multiple protocols and management specs and models. I think if we're going to do this and integrate and federate, that we're going to have to find agreement between our companies. And I want to know how that's going to happen.
That'll be interesting.
How are we going to get agreement
from other companies on which part of this thing? The wisdom part?
The teeny tiny dotted box.
What the dotted boxes are?
And all the stuff we build inside there is going to be web services wisdom. Data services, security services, execution.
You're talking about the resource, like the job manageability. How do we get agreement on those things for all kinds of resources we have to do?
Are we in fact going to band together and take that strategy? I'd like to know. How are we going to arrive at that consensus?
For OGSA?
Yeah.
Everybody supporting it?
Yeah. I think from an IBM perspective, we've said publicly over and over and over again that we're behind the definition and adoption of the standards, and we will implement, right, incrementally, right, in our products, typically and very specifically, right, capabilities compliant, you know, functionality compliant with these capabilities. That's why we're so heavily involved in UGF and OASIS and whatever, right, to, you know, DMTF, et cetera. So I think it's going to take some real public declaration by each of our constituent companies that says, you know, we're on board with this, we're investing in this, we care about the definition and adoption of these capabilities, and to start showing, right, publicly some real plans that say, okay, this part of, in IBM's case, this part of Tivoli, right, is now Wisdom OGSA compliant, right, in the following ways. That's what it's going to take.
Sounds like the right path. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, that's important. Okay, folks, let's try to move ahead. By the way, I totally forgot to ask for a note taker. Any volunteers? Okay, I use the recording and write the minutes from it. Okay, so if you could send them to me. Yeah. Okay. So, the gap analysis, I get the interfaces, the levels of the interfaces, and I, for each of the capabilities, I see if there's something missing, or if there's something that needs to be done, or I look for open issues. In the case that of MOOS and MOOS, is a common for all the services, so I made just one analysis, and I also bring in models when it's necessary, so but together with the top manageability interfaces. So beginning by the two here, MOOS and MOOS. So the base manageability, I would say that as gaps, I was talking to Dave Snelling, and from OGSI to WSRF, there's no clear interface for the factory services. And so we need something to, say, monitor, to introspect into factory services. And so this has become a gap. The mapping from Wisdom to other models is missing. And this is what is written in our spec. And fortunately, with our collaboration with the DMTF, et cetera, we're going to bridge these gaps.
Other models being?
SAM, SMP, GSR, 77, you name it.
So the mapping from Wisdom to SEP is happening in the case.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We have a place, we have engagement.
Mm-hmm. So it is happening. I know.
Are you looking for an actual mapping to JMX and SMP?
Well, we can go through SIM, right?
Right, but what about JMX?
Isn't there JMX, SIM to JMX mapping?
No,
Andrea said that the JMX spec had a mapping that didn't compile, and so they had to redo it in the DMTF.
They started a work group for doing that, and the JCP never did anything.
Oops.
There isn't really one right now.
Gap. Okay, gap.
But so if we want to do Wisdom to JMX,
mm-hmm.
So Fred, not to be overly inflammatory or drag us into a rat hole. Why is that important? Why is the mapping from Wisdom to other models important?
Okay, so
from an architectural
perspective.
And we just said that.
Okay, so suppose we can access a resource with Wisdom, but okay, the resource itself, what will define what the resource is and what it can do and what the attributes are is the model, right? And so with Wisdom, we don't get other than getting there.
All right, so, okay, now I understand. So it's really, I see what you're saying. So what you're saying here is that it's really the job to express concrete resources,
mm-hmm,
in terms of Wisdom-based interfaces,
yeah,
that would get mixed in with the Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not
it's not an implementation statement where,
no.
you know, in order to have a web service thing, right, has to abide by certain rules and push down on the SIM thing. That's not what that means.
No,
it's really the completion of the resource.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The completion of the path down to the resource in, let's say, conceptual terms.
Right. Okay.
So, interface terms.
Right, right. So, I understand now. So, the reason this is somewhat confusing is that there may be resources that aren't expressed in any existing model today.
Example?
I don't know. It's an intuitive thought, but if we have, you know, I mean, we are extending the system with new capabilities, right? So mm-hmm. It is a stretch, but, you know, architecturally, right, think about the fact that, you know, what you're saying is that we believe that all of the resources we would ever care about in OGSA are represented somewhere in an existing model today.
But
the point I'm trying to make is what you're really saying there is that we need to round out based on the management functionality, you know, based on the scenarios we want to drop, we need to define the actual resources. And whether or not
also.
Those exist today in some form in other models, right, is a secondary question, right? So if they do mm-hmm. exist, then we can literally steal, extract, etc., express those aspects of that model in terms of web service interfaces for OGSA. But it's not specifically the job of mapping this thing to that thing, right? It's,
okay.
It's filling out. Mm-hmm. It's realizing a set of resources we care about, what the properties are, what the metrics are, you know. And of course, I think 90% of that is, you're probably right, you know, mm-hmm. is expressed in some form today,
yeah.
in SIM, in JMX, in SNIA, in whatever.
And if they are not...
It's really not the mapping we're interested in, it's the filling out, right, the concrete mm-hmm. realization of the resources.
Okay.
So now I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay, moving ahead. So, most, we're going to use, this is for the next slide. Forget. State model functionality. We've seen the discussions today on CDDLM working group. So, is the functionality enough for all of the things we need to do here? So, as for .5, we only have the base graph, but then later, there'll be substates and so on, and so I guess we can represent all the state models that we need here in the GGF, but we still need to see this. Another thing was canonical services, which it was one of the things in the original proposal of CMM, which is services like, interfaces like start, stop, pause, resume a service, and this was the only example of canonical service that we had at the time. And this can be realized by using the wisdom state model thing, start, stop, etc., moving it to between the states. But are there other canonical interfaces that we need? And it's interesting that the business grid project, it has a set of these interfaces, which we call the GMA interfaces, not grid monitoring architecture, but grid middle agents. And very well thought set of the things that we were thinking about contributing. So it is a possible thing, but I don't know if there are really needed and how. Another one I asked yesterday if multiple state graphs are possible per resource, and the answer was yes. So that one is solved already. Another one is in most, the question that was in the previous slide, wrongly, is it, do we need more than most to manage the services in OGSA? I don't know. We still need to verify that. And also the management of security, access permission, etc. So, I don't know, most, is most going to do something related to that, security?
Likely.
likely, okay, so we need to check if, because we have our special requirements like VOs, etc. So if it's going to be enough or not, so this is in fact an open issue. Okay, then at the functional level, that we analyzed all the services, and the execution management services, this was more an analysis of what they had done in terms of manageability. And so we saw that the job container, and this is wrong, in fact, this is the service container and data container, I think. So the terms are here are wrong, I'll have to correct them. They're resources. And these two, they are really close to their respective resources. That said, the container, which is where the service runs, the manageability provider could be on the host, which is hosting the process running. But the job is not, because you create a job out of nothing. And then later, you bind it with all the agreements, with the container in which it's going to execute, and etc. So at the time it is created, you don't know what it is going to run and how. And so the manageability provider for that will probably need to be the job manager itself. So it's not something that's close to the running instance. So the job as a resource, it has this gotcha. The whole rest of the spec, job manager, execution planning service, information service, etc., they are more interfaces at the high level OGSA, so they're not resources themselves. So analyzing this, no gaps, but as open issues and future work, we will need models for the job container, etc. And given that the job here, it is not something close to the real job, perhaps, so we might need also a new real job resource defined. Also, the job and the job manager, they will have interfaces to deal with the jobs, but are these the same? Are they different? So Dave Snelling would like to have these two are the same thing. So how to deal with this? We need to think about how these interfaces are going to be made. In terms of manageability, this is one of the rare examples in which we have a manageability interface here in OGSA. It is JSIM, the job submission, I don't remember the model, which is what the CGS working group did, and it was submitted to the DMTF. It's in SIM 2.8, most of it, and parts of it are going into 2.9, if I'm not mistaken. By the way, what is the acronym? Job submission?
Information model.
Sorry. So this is one of the rare examples that we have of a manageability interface. Kudos and applause to the CGS working group for having created it. But okay, what else do we need in this space? I don't know. So this is something that we'll have to think about. Another one that's big was the information services. And this is the main reason why I asked Abeslam to come to the Wisdom presentation yesterday. So one of the central concepts there are consumer and producer interfaces, where the producer interface produces monitoring data, and the consumer interface is they get this monitoring data. So since you have this standard interface, so you can build a monitoring system that pulls the data, but it can also create intermediaries that get the data produced by the producers and store it and analyze it. They get metrics across stuff, and then they have on the top of it a producer interface that somebody else uses, some manager uses. So it's a very interesting concept, and they have this running, in fact, in many existing production systems. And the Wisdom, it meets the base requirements for these interfaces, but reading the documents, it seems that they assume higher functionality, like having a push model to send monitoring data instead of a pull model only. They want persistent storage of monitoring information, aggregation, and math. Pardon?
What do you mean by a push model?
That is to say, I am a resource, and I have monitoring data, let's say my CPU utilization, okay? So I am going to look for somebody who can store my data in a registry, and I'm going to push my data into that, let's say.
When it changes.
When it changes, yeah. Or periodically or something. So that's the negotiation.
So doesn't metric change notifications?
No, it's periodic. Let's say each 5 seconds I give my CPU utilization to this place, and it stores it for me.
Only
and gives historical data. Pardon?
Is it only one place?
Well, could be multiple places. But it's not the traditional model in which, let's say, you have the manager and the manager goes and pulls the data out of the resource. The resource can look for somebody who to send its data and push the data in there. They have this model there. So.
This
interfaces that could be created as an extension of Wisdom, but we still need to verify that because these are still at a conceptual level right now. We need to put more flesh in there, and we have to think of also the relationship between these two in terms, I wouldn't say philosophical, practical terms. They say, do you use the producer and consumer interfaces only for historical data and Wisdom for, real-time monitoring? I don't know. Or we use Wisdom for real-time monitoring and then this we use for both. Just as a way to go through Wisdom and get to the resource. I don't know. We have to think about this. And Abed Islam, he agrees that we this is an issue that we need to discuss.
But this is not specific to the grids, right?
Not specific. So absolutely not.
So that's what I'm saying. Well,
all our products, we have this.
It's
stuff.
Kind of likely that Wisdom will address things like that.
Right? Pardon?
Specific. Highly likely that Wisdom will address.
Really? Historical data?
No, but I'm saying the push model. And
okay.
All these kind of intrications that are not common.
Mm-hmm.
That are common, actually, to regular menu.
Oh, that's an interesting.
This is a storage and aggregation. That's actually an aggregation mediator of some sort. I don't see anything to that.
Yeah, that's not in your scope.
The crossing the bounds between to the manager is the problem.
Yeah.
These are things that we pushed off the managers and said managers can persist data, managers can publish their data.
Yeah, I don't think we do it. The second
is a little harder to say whether every resource is capable of doing it.
Is that something specific to OGSA or not?
No.
Or is it
no.
For any resource?
It's
for any resource. I
didn't
like
this. But if you're talking about a metrics mediator of some sort that stores or aggregates information, right? It's true, it may not be specific to the grid, but it's not under Wisdom purview to define mediators either. I think it would be something else. I agree, it's more broad than grid management, but nonetheless, I don't think it's wrong with those communities.
And the point is it in Wisdom scope or not? And I guess it's not. And so
the second to me now, but the first one is an interaction style that certainly I think we should take a look at.
That's interesting.
How does the resource get out, right? The fact that the resource isn't really concerned about the storage and aggregation.
Yeah. Okay, again. Also common, the good old pattern, manageability. For a lot of things is not there. And finally, events, we might need a common rendering for interoperability. But and here, he's wondering whether there are specific grid-only kinds of events. And he seems to be writing a proposal on that. So stay tuned.
So when you say, like, what kind of...
Ask Hero.
Content of an event, or do you mean...
The content. The content. I mean, we need a format, certainly.
Yeah. So I hope that we can use the wisdom format, whatever.
Yeah. But that, he's talking about semantics.
So, and yeah,
but I haven't seen the spec.
Okay, so wisdom will define the set of standard events for the base functionality.
Mm-hmm.
But I would expect that there would probably be grid.
Mm-hmm.
All over the place.
Yeah, so that one, that one we have to work on.
Can you go back again? Sorry. So, when you say manageability interfaces for notification of events, do you mean managing registries and event brokers?
Managing a registry to see if the registry is full, if it's operating correctly, if it's overloaded, and so on. So the manageability of the registry itself, the registry service. So for instance, if the registry is overloaded, so we might need a new instance. This kind of thing.
Some sort of group that actually defines the registry.
That's an interesting question. How far do we need to go on this kind of manageability, and when?
The WSS notification provides an event broker to notification brokers. Yeah. Would they provide a manageability model?
I would assume
they
probably should.
They should, but they probably won't.
You are most likely try to provide some sort of smart interface to your firmware, right?
In the long run, this is how it really could be fat, that people provide the interface with the resources, right? But it's just not exactly the way people think right now, so we're sort of in a bridge stage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to push that, right?
Yeah.
And then otherwise you will become here another C group, right? Another thing that defines the manageability of everything.
Yeah, so I think the manageability needs to be defined by the people who are defining the functional side. I don't think they can really be defined separately. It would be kind of awkward. Okay, guys, we don't have much time, so let me just go ahead. Data services. That one, I have a background in data and storage, and I read the architecture, and I thought I would be able to poke holes on their work, and I simply couldn't. So congratulations to the data people that are doing great work. And storage management is a pretty active area, so I guess it's a very good opportunity to leverage what exists now in terms of models and everything. I mean, do you agree? Perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, as long as things conform to this year, so,
mm-hmm.
That's where the industry is ending up with.
Mm-hmm.
As long as there's a way of
leverage. Yeah, I think both sides, I mean, can interact and get a lot of things from each other. Security. I talked to Takuya, and basically, again, the architecture is still being defined. I haven't seen their last draft. So again, the main gaps, the manageability is not there, the models are not there, but perhaps SIM has a lot in terms of security and user management, so perhaps we could leverage this one. And the other ones, the other capabilities, they haven't progressed to the point that the gap analysis is possible. So self-management, we know that it's not going to be one big self-management service in the sky. It's going to be a lot of services. They're going to operate in a hierarchical way, each one with its own loop, service level attainment loop. So the managers in this case are going to be manageable entities, or we're going to have manageable interfaces also. The contact services, they have the VOs, which are a very central thing for us, and so we have to deal with the manageability of them. This is very important. It's part of security, I would say. Then there's the resource management services, which for now they only have things like provisioning. And I'm mentioning that the city DLM working group is more concerned with services for now, or service oriented, but there will be a point in which we will need to provision, let's say, bandwidth, licenses, and all these kinds of resources. So this work will have to be extended. So to summarize, the overall concerns that I think that are the conclusions of the gap analysis are that we need to work on models, we need models, and the manageability interfaces for a lot of the OGSA infrastructure is not there. I mean, this it would be the general conclusion of the gap analysis, apart from bits and pieces that we've found overall. So finally, the review plans. So the latest version is in GridForge. Just go to our page in GridForge, see the big red letters, and there's a pointer to the latest version of the spec. It's version 22. It's also, there are also pointers in the mailing list. And until the end of this month, we'll keep the spec stable because many people were just not reading it because it was progressing so fast. And so now we're going to stop it and let people read it. And so for the rest of June, it will be, stopped for review by everybody. So post the comments in two places. There is a resource management document tracker in GridForge in which you can post your opinions. And there's also the CMM and OGSA working group mailing lists if you want wider discussion on the subject. By the way, in the end of this month, I'll be taking vacations, but I'll be looking at the whole process. And a few people, Hero, Jam Laffa, and probably Heather, and I'll give my contacts there. So if you need to contact me, so just email or I am. So we're going after this. We're going to edit the document and do the submission to the editor in July, and then it goes through the usual GGF document process. That's a 30-day revision and so on. So future plans. Our wisdom, the work continues in OASIS as before. That we decided already in GGF 9 last year. The gap analysis and the related work, it has to continue, but it's not like, let's say, a separate work, a separate document as we are doing now. So we have become a working group design team in order to be more integrated with them and to be participating in the discussions and get more feedback and get the visibility that we needed. And in fact, we should have become already a design team last GGF, but we only kept ourselves as a working group at the request of Dave Snelling to complete the document. And so have we done. So I guess now we're formally going to become an OGSA design team, stopping being a working group. But what changes is just the form, but the work doesn't. Would say continues pretty much the same way. And so we're going to follow progress on OGSA working group and advise on manageability. And possibly we're going to do the same on models, but how this is going to work, I mean, how the models are going to be done by the OGSA is still going to be discussed, and this depends also on how all the collaboration with OASIS and the DMTF. So this is something that we'll have to see. And finally, the liaisons. I'm very happy that in the last few days the things have been coming together and they're coming in the right direction. So this is something that we need to improve and keep working on.
What's the plan for closing the gaps?
Pardon?
What's the plan for closing the gaps?
The plan for closing the gaps is, well, for those that say working group to work on them and close the gaps.
Okay.
So it's that simple. We were pointing it, and so now we're going to start poking everybody and say, hey,
so
you're missing this.
So this becomes a set of action items.
Huh?
The gaps become a set of action
yes.
items for resolution.
Yes. But there were not so that many gaps. There were many more like future issues to deal with and future things that we need to worry about. So any other questions and comments?
So anyway, what
are
the major gaps?
So the two major gaps is that manageability was not there, and we need to work on models. And these were the two main ones.
So
and there are a few ones all over the place.
So what are you saying is, well, OGSA will define a bunch of services out there,
yeah.
and you will provide manageability interfaces for those services. That's number one, right?
I wouldn't say I would say the OCSC will make all these interfaces and the manageability interfaces also. I mean, we'll be there to guarantee
that. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So you're part of GSA, so what I'm saying is that group of people
exactly.
Look at those services and say, all right, so to manage execution services, we need this kind of thing and then utilize to it, right? Now, as far as the manageability of resources, which is number two,
okay.
I didn't see too many gaps, right? Mm-hmm. And if there are any, then somehow they will be settled, and then it's hard to settle them without wide industry agreement.
Exactly.
Right? So resource management is really not what you would worry about, will it be?
Specific resources that they're doing job.
Well, right, the job, I'm considering that.
They'll integrate that into the
system. I'm considering jobs as
a resource. Is there a resource? Right, but I'm not sure this group is going to be doing it. Right? So you don't, who? I asked what GSA, I don't think they know.
Who does the job management?
Well, they'll have the OGSA job.
Right.
They have the OGSA job. Job.
There's management interfaces of that, right? There's those properties maybe or something like this, whatever. And I don't know who's doing that yet.
Yeah, they'll have to do it all. They may base it off of a SIM or another existing model.
Yeah.
Well, there's some group in GGF that's doing...
Now, this job, for now, it's Andrew Grimshaw yesterday, and Chris and Ravi.
In what group? Is this Execution Management Services?
Yeah, Execution Management Services.
So it is what GSA is doing?
Yeah,
yeah.
GSA driven.
No, what GSA is doing, well, that part is Execution Management Services.
Yeah, part of that work is in GGF.
Right, part of that is...
Right. Okay. So, yes, our time is over, so any other questions?
So are you going to submit some of those gaps to the WISDOM as requirements so that we can track them most instruments?
On WISDOM? Well, if you...
Go back to your...
Well, if you think so.
Well, like...
If there is anything you agree...
Some of these gaps aren't requirements, some of them are.
Yes,
so,
right.
Mm-hmm. We need the ones that are requirements submitted so we can...
Yes.
Right, and maybe the use cases, because, you know, some...
And these cases are good features.
Yeah, but again, the OGSA hasn't progressed very often so far that we know all our requirements and that we know all the gaps. So I could find a few, but this process will have to continue, the both of us, I mean, finding and... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It would be really great if you would go ahead and submit that before so we can start tracking.
Okay.
And then as you find more,
okay. But anyway, the document is there. So if you, I mean, later I'll start poking the WISDOM and...
So are you going to be the one driving gap resolution? Are you going to be the one driving gap, doing the poking and driving gap resolution?
Yeah, hopefully. My boss is allowing. If I don't get fired in the meantime, so okay.
You won't be.
I won't? Damn. Okay, session adjourned. Thank you very much for coming. Sign up sheet.